Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Tuesday, July 9th. I'm Ed Walsh, and here's what's happening. President Trump says he hasn't spoken to Jeffrey Epstein in about 15 years. The president was asked about Epstein a day after the billionaire hedge fund manager was indicted on federal charges of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Mr. Trump says he did know Epstein in Palm Beach, Florida, where both men had homes. Also today, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls on Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta to resign over his role in the 2008 plea deal in which Epstein was allowed to avoid jail time over previous alleged sex crimes. Police have now identified the 30-year-old woman who was stabbed to death following an argument on the subway last night. LaTanya Watson was attacked by a 20-year-old woman on the platform at the Sutter Avenue 3 train station in Brownsville at about 9:30. The alleged attacker has been taken into custody. A recount now underway in the Queens DA Democratic primary race. At last count, the borough president, Melinda Katz, had a 16-vote lead over the public defender, Tiffany Caban. Ross Perot has died. The self-made Texas billionaire ran for president twice, earning nearly 19% of the vote in 1992. Ross Perot was 89 years old. Instagram has unveiled two new features aimed at fighting online bullies. One of the features uses artificial intelligence to flag comments which may be considered offensive before they're posted. The second gives users the ability to restrict access to their accounts by other people without making it obvious that that's what you're doing. Ariana Grande is talking about her relationship with Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson. In a new interview with Vogue, the singer calls the Davidson relationship an amazing distraction. She says it was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic. She says she loved him but didn't know him. The couple was engaged before breaking up earlier this year. The 1010 Winds AccuWeather Outlook. Tonight, clear skies, low of 61 degrees. Very warm and lots of sunshine tomorrow. The high getting up to 89. Partly sunny, warm and more humid on Thursday with a few showers and thunderstorms Thursday, the high 85. For live and local news, 24 hours a day, around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.